Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Listen, folks, second segment today, we're going to pull up morning show host Tim Brown, and we're going to be talking about some of the things that we're talking about now. Those who refuse to deal with the corrupt are now subject to it. And some of the statistics that are coming out and who's being targeted right now, oh my goodness, folks. Christians are to know with their eyes and their hearts, friends, and their ears as to what the Lord is doing. It's our job to bring the answers to the world, Isaiah 58, verse 12, okay? Not to know everything that the bad guy's doing. No, the bad guy should be knowing what we're doing, and we're supposed to live our lives in such a fashion that the bad guys should be worried about what we're doing, just like I just said, yeah? Oh, it's true. It's totally true. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We're supposed to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. I'm going to tee this up for Tim Brown in the topic of the show. During the half hour mark, hopefully, I'm going to get to another topic that jacks me up to no end. You talk makes me really mad. You ready for this? By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Here you go. Joe Mercer Marley, Bob Marley's grandson, he dies at 31 years old, brand new today, okay? And, of course, I'm going to start getting ads now. But it's interesting, cause of death was not announced. They've been doing that a lot lately, just for the record. Here's another one for you. Big Scar, rising Memphis rapper, dead at 22 years old. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? And this is happening right before our eyes. And again, I don't know why people are acting as if this doesn't matter when this is the only thing that matters right now as to what is in fact taking place. Now, I got to do this because I got to find this little thing that someone sent me this morning. Because it's hitting home where people know the people that are actually passing. And I know that this has been going on for some time. And we have this sent to me this morning from my friend in Michigan. Longtime Grand Ledge High School athletic trainer suddenly passes away. Okay? This is just today, friends. Just today. And I could spend the whole hour every day just highlighting the people that have passed. Now, what's interesting is notice how she died. Related to blood clots. Blood clots are the side effects of these experimental jabs. Now, I know some of you people have a problem with that, but that's what it is. These are the side effects of these experimental jabs. And we all know that this is happening. And yet again, Americans just want to sit back and act like it's not. I want to show you 92% of the American people have said enough. Okay, they should have said this 3.5 years ago. But they have simply forgotten what Fauci and Gates and criminal administrations and administration after administration after administration have been guilty of. And that's a good thing for politicians, because it's the short memories that they depend upon when it comes to the American people, so they can do it again next cycle. And that's exactly what they've been doing for decades in this country. What's happening in the medical industry right now, NBC is trying to go to bat and give cover up to the main, well, I should say the Western medicine right now in Big Pharma, and they're trying to play down people's concerns due to the fact that so many people are dying. Yesterday we had highlighted Thomas Renz, an attorney out of Ohio, who has talked about now, statistically, 6.5 million people have died to this point, and this information has been given to the American people to know how many people haven't died. This on a global basis. This on a global basis. So what we're seeing is the mainstream media is now trying to pick up and try to cover for conspirators again, Jeremiah 11:9. And I want you to see this piece, friends, because if this doesn't reek of another cover-up, what does?
Baker wasn't sure if she was going to get the COVID vaccine.
Listen to her.
They said it's going to change your DNA. They came up with the vaccine too quickly.
Misinformation that fueled rumors and divided communities across the country. But while the spread of COVID may have slowed since the height of the pandemic, the spread of misinformation has not.
The misinformation.
A recent survey shows one-third of parents now oppose schools requiring children
that,
to get
friends.
Measles and other vaccines. In Oklahoma City, vaccination rates among school-aged children have dropped 4.5% over the last 3 years.
Okay, statistically, I want you to think about the fact that 92% of the American people said no more. And look at these low numbers that they say or claim that they have polled. To suggest that 4.5%, folks, again, they're trying to play down the opposition that they're facing right now, and they're getting afraid.
We worry about things like measles, mumps, rubella, and other diseases that had largely been controlled, and now we're seeing increased hesitancy there.
Thanks to misinformation.
Misinformation, by the way, friends, are those that are telling you the truth. You have to understand what they're doing. Misinformation are those that are telling you the truth. And that's why it's important that we know the Word of God. These people are trying to incriminate anybody that tells you the truth concerning the agendas that they're pushing forward. Okay? Isaiah 5:20.
Shots are down too, even as the nation deals with one of the worst flu seasons in years.
We're only at about half of the typical number of flu injections that we would typically see by this time of the year. It worries me to a great extent.
Used to battling disease, the Oklahoma City Health Department now finds itself also fighting lies about vaccine safety.
How dangerous is misinformation?
It's cost lives.
Listen.
I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It's about as dangerous as it gets.
Do you mean like 6.5 million
people?
The department
has had to move resources to monitor public sentiment using new technology to comb through social media. When vaccine messaging was drawing fire, the health department removed the word vaccine and added choose to its public service announcements.
See, they're trying to control the narrative at all costs.
The negativity that we had on all of our media platforms dropped immediately. It started going down because we had offered the choice as opposed to the message of getting vaccinated.
At a time when funding cuts are already stretching health departments to the limit, having to put resources toward fighting misinformation
fighting
is adding
misinformation.
To the strain.
Public health funding has
I didn't
been
know
cut
that that was the mainstream media's job, friends, to vet
media
those opinions of others. I didn't know,
people,
but apparently
did
it is now.
Money, and that made their response really difficult.
Davey says she finally learned the truth from a pharmacist.
Listen to this.
And got the shot.
Oh, she finally learned the truth and she went and got the shot. Hey, folks, look up at the screen, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page, doctors are falling over like flies, literally, on a global basis. These are the ones that are promoting the vaccinations. They're dying by it. Health Impact News. By the way, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgednews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
The This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, read Amos 3 when you get a moment. I want to highlight this really quick. The mainstream media is trying to give cover for conspirators now. They're trying to accuse others of what they're guilty of. Revelation 12:10, the accuser of the brethren. That's exactly what's happening here. If you're up on social media platforms right now, Health Impact News highlighted back in September 20th of 2022, 32 young doctors, Canadian doctors, who died suddenly after being fully vaccinated. And they're talking about misinformation coming from the likes of those that are telling you the truth. And folks, I got to tell you something. You are dealing with some seriously dangerous people. And yes, this has everything to do with your life on so many different levels. It really, truly does. These are dangerous people who have sold themselves out to the almighty dollar, as they would call it. And I want to say this and put it into scriptural context. Many say, folks, the love of money. They don't say the love of money. They say money is the root of all evil. No, it is not. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take up morning show host Tim Brown, and I'm going to bring him up live with us right now. Welcome to the show, Tim, and thanks for jumping on with such a short amount of time. And with that said, I want to cover this really quick, and then I'm going to give it over to you. It's interesting, 2.5-3 years ago, I had brought up the word tsunami, and I'd shared a vision I had. I'm not that guy. I don't go out there and start saying, thus saith the Lord. Nope, I hold what I get to the scriptures. And if you go to Nahum 1, it's exactly what the vision was. I seen a tsunami coming in. It was a wave coming in. It was a smaller wave. And then I seen the second wave, which was much bigger. And then I seen a third wave coming in. And I knew that third wave was the wave that was going to come in and destroy everything in its path. I got this well documented. And what's interesting is on your screen right now, we have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who just invited me to be on her show, as a matter of fact, which I'm going to be on at the beginning of next month. She is talking about the year of 2023, she said, will be a tsunami of regret. a tsunami of regret. Now, have we ever had that conversation, me and Tenpenny? Absolutely not. Never have. But it's interesting how the word of the Lord will not be straightened. The Holy Ghost will have his way. And Americans, you need to pay attention before prevention is better than cure, before the destruction takes place. But the American people haven't learned that yet, Tim. Now, Tim, let's get over to you really quick, because me and you had a conversation about a show that you had with Kate Shermani over in the UK. And I just want to say what my thoughts are really quick, and I'm going to hand it over to you. And I want to try to get this done within this segment, please. When Obama came out, Obamacare, which was Romney Care, and then they had to change the name to Obamacare, and then to the Affordable Care Act, and then under Trump it was the American Health Care Act. I noticed within that bill, a lot of what was being laid out was aimed at the older people. And we're beginning to see a lot of that. And that's why I named the show today, Those Who Refuse to Deal with the Corrupt Are Now Subject to It. And we can see that the elderly are being targeted by the powers that are tolerated in their destruction. Now, I do want to keep in mind, scripturally speaking, this is the judgment of God. Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, all the way to the end of the chapter. Same thing with Deuteronomy 28, starting in 15, all the way to the end of the chapter to verse 68. But I'm noticing that's exactly what's happening. You shared statistically with me this morning some of the things that were going on over in the UK. Can you share with the people that still haven't gotten to the point where they take what's going on seriously? As to what's going on over in the UK?
Yeah, that, just to top off to what you were showing there, the 32 Canadian doctors, we had Dr. William Mackis on who exposed that that thing. And then it was a short time. He already had a list. That number's doubled to more than 80 now.
Oh, I'm sure.
And he's the one pointing it out. But Kate, we did a show. I had Kate come on in the middle of the week because of the stuff she was uncovering. And what she did, I sent you some of the documents, and people, if you want to send, put out, you know, the show that we did together, it's got the documents in there. And what she was getting was they're incentivizing the hospitals, the doctors, and the nurses, to kill people. I don't know any other way to say it. When you look at the documentation, they have these different protocols that they're following that begin with NG. Which is interesting because I told her, I said, doesn't that smack of Nazi Germany? And she said, yep.
Exactly, yep.
So they have all these numbers that follow them. And they're laying out, and what they do is they started off saying, well, if we do this, we can reduce the number of deaths in the hospital. But as you go down, what they do is they start projecting out more and more deaths, like, I don't know, 30,000, 50,000 more every so many years. What's interesting is the UK, the native people there, are not really growing in population, kind of like in the U.S. And what they're having is they're having the same problem we're having. They're having foreigners come in who believe in having lots of kids, something that we used to do. And so the numbers are kind of weird as to how that goes. But what they're doing is they're killing the people, not through the shots. They're killing them through what they call palliative care, which is end-of-life care. And so they're using things like midazolam. There was another one. I forgot the name because I scrolled down to just see some of the numbers. But see, they were looking at going from something like 2021, 449,665 adults dying. Okay. Now that's 18 to 65 plus. That's the age range. To within 5 years, that jumping another 30,000. And then by 2031, it will go up almost, it looks like about 60, a little over 60,000 that they're projecting to do that. And how are they doing it? Well, they're doing it through, when these people get in the hospital, they're giving them these drugs, some of which they use for, what do you call it, lethal injections.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there was one story out about it, where one guy was given, it took him 19 minutes to die.
Yep.
So it's not a long thing, and they slowly suffocate. And they're giving it to these people. Many of these people are going into the hospital with a sniffle or, you know, barely anything, and then all of a sudden, they're dead.
Yeah, I've had nurses tell me that very thing, Tim, right in our own backyard. So I can verify that on a personal level.
You know, this is over there, and they're incentivizing mm-hmm. the hospitals with it. They're giving them money for this. And what we did when we did the show, it was up to like 1,620 something people per month that they had to kill to get the incentive, to get the money for.
Mm-hmm.
And then just here recently, just maybe in the past couple of weeks, I think, that went up to 2,200 people a month. They're killing. They're murdering them. They're not helping them. They're murdering them.
Yeah.
And if that sounds far-fetched to people, I sent you another thing out of the euthanasia program they had in Germany that people ought to really look at. A lot of what they were doing experimentations, yes, but they were actually just murdering people. They were trying to see what the people could endure, how much toxins they could put in their body before they died. And I think a lot of these shot stuff, they did the same thing. This is why you had different kinds of doses. You had some that was a placebo, which was basically nothing, up to, you know, high toxic levels within the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that, they were tracking, Bradley. I mean, they had to know what they were doing.
Of course. Yeah, Tim, you don't, and of course, you don't have to try to convince me of this. What's going through me right now is you can fool some of the people all the time, some of the people some of the time, but God at no time. We have so many people that profess to be Christians, they don't know His Word, so therefore they can't see the things that the Lord's behind right now. And going full circle to the beginning of this segment, it's interesting to note that those that are actually fallen to the corrupt are the ones that refuse to deal with the corruption when they had the time to do so. We're dealing with the people in this country, Tim, and I've said it a million times, and I'm saying it to my friends out there. How do you show, in a question form, how do you show mercy to a people that refuse to deal with what it is that they see in front of them? I don't understand it. I don't see it in Scripture. And common sense comes into play. It makes zero sense to me. I have about 1 minute left, Tim. It's all yours.
Well, that's the thing. The people are going to have to deal with it. And I don't think, I said it before, I'll say it again, I don't think we're getting out of this apart from bloodshed. You and I both, we're not people who like violence. I try to steer away from it as much as I can. But I'm going to tell you what, we've got to start fashioning the militia again locally to look out for ourselves, our family, our neighbors. And that'll be the way that we demonstrate love, because they're not going to stop.
No.
I think we've been saying that for 2 years now. They're not going to stop. They're not going to give it up, even though the mask has been pulled back and they keep running with their lie. And I think the majority of people know it now. I think they've suffered enough, but they don't know what to do.
Well, I can tell you what they're doing is they're acting like it's not happening, but I also understand there's a lot of questions with people, and we want to fulfill them there, and that's why we continuously bring forth the Word of God and saying, when the judgments of the Lord are upon the inhabitants of the earth, they will learn righteousness, Isaiah 26:9. Without that, they're not going to learn. Tim, thank you for jumping on and giving me those stats. I appreciate it very much. Hey, folks, I wanted to say this really quick. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again, and it is. And it is. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It's going to be days before many Southwest Airlines travelers get to their destinations. Meantime, Southwest CEO is apologizing, saying they're doing everything they can to return to a normal operation.
Our plan for the next few days is to fly a reduced schedule and reposition our people and planes, and we're making headway, and we're optimistic to be back on track before next week. We have some real work to do in making this right.
Folks on the West Coast from California up through Washington are being hit with heavy rain, wind, and mountain snow this week. Atmospheric rivers will be driving moisture from Washington down to California throughout Wednesday. The storms have already resulted in a large number of power outages, and flash flooding remains a concern. President Biden is continuing his vacation in the Virgin Islands. Tim Berg, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, folks. I mean, just think about that. The mainstream media, and they've been doing this for a long time. They have been covering for the conspirators, in fact, for centuries in this country. And the reason they're doing it, and freedom of speech does not allow them to lie. It doesn't allow them to defame or to polarize or to destroy. But this is what they've been doing, just like their father, the devil, John 10:10. And interestingly enough, friends, they have a lawful consequence to deal with, too, when the people have had enough here. You want to stop the corruption in this country, deal with the corruption in the mainstream media, but it first starts in the incumbent in federal and state governments. And, of course, it all falls, I should say, first and foremost, to the church, who's called to be the moral compass of society. I want to highlight one of the things that Tim had just said about the militia. I know some people think, well, that's really weird. Let me ask you a question. Why would that be weird? And if you think it's weird, who told you that it was weird? I can tell you who told you it was weird. The mainstream media. Polarizing the militia. Does anybody know the purpose of the militia? Oh, and by the way, you Americans are the militia. There's a reason that 393.3 million guns are in the hands of over 329.5 million people. See, the mainstream media wants to browbeat you into thinking that the militia is a bad thing. Here, I want to show you that the militia works with the government. And who is the government? We, the people. Tim was talking about Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. So Tim wasn't just pulling this out and saying, hey, you know, this is what I think we need to do. We want to be rebellious towards the government. We want to revolt. No, that's not what he's saying. He may be saying revolt in the sense of saying resist. Absolutely. That's what we're called to do. We're obligated and commanded by God to do that. Read Romans 12:21. They're appointed to do good, not to do evil, friends. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But when you go to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16 concerning the militia, to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of what? To execute the laws of our politicians, the ones that should be executing them, Article 2, Section 3, but are not. What is it for? To repeal invasion or to stop domestic insurrection. Okay? Now we see who the enemy is that's within. And it's not a foreign power attacking us, friends. It's not. If we're going to destroy ourselves, we're going to do it to ourselves, Abe Lincoln said. And he was exactly right. Because our sin is finding us out. This applies to all of us, Numbers 32:23. Our sin is finding us out. That includes the bad guys and the good guys. And I wish there was more good guys because evil prevails because good men... do nothing? Absolutely not. That is so far from the truth, it's completely backwards, Isaiah 5:20. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. Right? That's what we're told. Edmund Burke said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. No. Good men don't allow evil to prevail. Good men don't allow evil to prevail. That's why we have bad men that are trying to rule the roost and enslave you and your posterity. That's what this is about at the end of the day. See, they want to control your lives, yet they can't even control their own. But when you go to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, that militia is to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and to repeal invasions. Who's calling for the invasion? Corruption in government. Who's suing states that are actually putting up walls? Cargo walls in Arizona, the Department of Injustices. You see, their purpose is completely backwards as to what they're doing, friends. And they've been doing this for a long time, too, if anybody's paying attention. What they aren't doing is upholding the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution when it comes to that, insurrections and to repeal invasions. It also tells us to provide for organizing, arming, not disarming, and disciplining the militia, and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States of America. To stand against corruption is obedience to God. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, folks. What Tim just got done saying is exactly right. This is what we're called to do. If your said representatives who derive their just powers from the consent of we the people don't do what they're supposed to do, then you lawfully remove them and you prosecute them for their crimes against the U.S. Constitution. If you don't want that, you're going to allow them to create domestic insurrection, and it's exactly where we're at today. They are so emboldened today that they use the mainstream media to attack those that are telling you the truth. They're trying to create enemies of the state. And the only way that happens is when the people of this country sit back and allow them to do it. If you got any questions, 1-866-582-9933. We are speaking lawfully here. We again are holding to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution that many in government are acting in stark contrast to. Hey, folks, there is provision in the U.S. Constitution that says if they commit the act of treason, that's what's happening. They're abetting and aiding the enemies of the United States of America. Read Article 3, Section 3. That is the law, too. My goodness. People, we need to wake up to what's going on out there. We really do. I want to make another point on this. When you look at the older generation that are being thrown into old folks' homes, health care, as they call them. Pay attention to what they're doing in those health care old folks' homes. It's interesting. Am I being judgmental? No, but I'm making reference to the judge's word. And common sense does come into play. Isn't it interesting that they're falling to the judgments of God first and foremost for their refusal to throw off the corrupt? You know, our forefathers said that there should be a reformation. I want to use the word reformation. They said the word revolution within every 20 years to set the record straight concerning their said representatives in government, that the people in the colonies will not tolerate corruption. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, folks. How far we have fallen. What we have today is not what we're supposed to leave to our kids, because our forefathers didn't leave it to us. And we have to give forth the answers, and that comes by doing, not talking. Okay? I want to tell you something that I've noticed over the last couple days, and I want you to check this with me, and I want to show it to you online so you can see for yourself what I'm talking about. This is my heavily censored page on social media platforms. I see so many false grace posts that I am going and countering what they're saying, because they don't know the Word of God, yet they proclaim the Word of God. And they're proclaiming a different gospel, Galatians 1:8, and they're reaping the curse. If you look at the way America is culturally and morally, that is the fruit of the church in America. And it shows you their departure from the Word of God a long time ago. A long time ago. And now what I'm dealing with are the mushroom converts. And I'll tell you what, if they want to pick a fight and test their steel, they can do that. But I'm going to bring forth the Word of God. Okay? And I'm thinking of that of Hebrews 4. I want you to hear this. Okay? 4. And saying that, you'll understand, because it aligns itself with that of Ephesians 6:12 as well. But I'm going to go over here, and I want you to listen to this carefully. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. What is the sword of the Spirit? The Word of God. So when I'm dealing with these mushroom converts that need to be converted again because they've never been converted, it's interesting, the responses. I want you to see this. So I posted... It's interesting to see all of the professed Christians, amen, false grace quotes on social media platforms, and yet when you give them scriptures, crickets. That's all you hear is crickets. You hear nothing. Why? Because they're enemies of the cross of Christ. We preach Christ crucified. Okay? Jesus said to he who tries to save his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. He said, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. The list goes on, the list goes on, and the list goes on of denying. You know what the problem, Americans? Listen to me, especially all of you skeptics. I wasn't talked into Christianity by man. Therefore, what God has put in me, no devil in hell, nor man, can take it out of me. None. Not a one. Okay, I asked, he answered. He's the author, he's the finisher of my faith. I want to tell you why so many people in this country cannot discern the Spirit of God. Because they don't know the Spirit of God, because his word has no place in them. You're not obedient to the faith. That's why you don't understand the power of God unto salvation. It's foreign to you because you are foreign to the cross of Jesus Christ. You have not repented. You're a carnal reprobate that wants some heavenly insurance that when you die, you're going to heaven. I'm telling you this right now. The word is bring forth fruits of repentance. Now, let's stop there, because I want to go and I want to show you some of the responses here, okay? So I got 10 comments. I've got 5,000 friends on one outlet. I have almost 10,000 people that are allowed to follow me. Much of that is censored, by the way. But when I posted this, it's interesting to see all the professed Christians, amen, false grace quotes. I got about 10 comments. So what I did is I started posting scripture like Titus 2:14. God gave himself for us, Jesus, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, lawlessness, and purify unto himself a people zealous of good works. Guess what the modern day mushroom converts don't want to hear? The good works part. They don't want to hear about how they're purified from their sin, their works of iniquity. And Jesus said he came to redeem us all from all of our iniquity, not in part, right? I want to show you the responses when I gave them Hebrews 10:26. The problem isn't the politicians. The problem is in the media. The problem is in the professors that call themselves Christians, and they're nothing short but a bunch of hypocrites, to say the least. It's a lack of Christianity, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to hit this on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core to motivate your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Yeah. Yeah, if they won't hear the law and Moses, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. See, they've been taught in the pulpits from the hirelings, John 10:12 in America, that the law is a thing of the past, not making a distinction between ceremonial and moral law, which was never obligated. 1-866-582-9933. So many of you have so much to say offline. Here I am. We're called to contend for the faith. Jude 3 and 4. Now let me get to this. I just highlighted the fact that there's a lot of false grace posts out there. And I get tired of it. I get sick and tired of it. And they talk about love when they don't know love because it's never been shed abroad in their hearts. Romans 5:5. Matter of fact, one post was talking about love and they were overlooking judgments. And how ridiculous to overlook judgment. And call it love, friends. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. That's ridiculous. I wrote, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law, not an abrogation of the law. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do you want people violating the law towards you or transgressing you in the face of God? No. Then don't do it to them. That's the fulfilling of the law. Romans 13:10. Now, check this. So after I got done listening to the people's nonsense, unscriptural nonsense, I asked them to, on so many different levels, ask them, can you show me that in the Word? They never produce the Word. They don't produce the Word because it's nothing that is retained. The engrafted Word, which is able to save our souls, has not been engrafted into their hearts. They haven't received the end of their faith, the salvation of their souls, the liberation from sin, and an understanding of who Christ is, John 7:17. Hey, friends, those that call themselves Christians that are watching me, do you not understand that Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, was set for the defense of the gospel? Are you defending the gospel? Well, you can't defend what you don't know. Do you know the gospel? That's the first prerequisite. So, for the sake of time, I posted, if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. Okay? Oh, and you should see what it says right after that. It gets heavier. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Okay? So I posted this right in the center of all of their unscriptural, heretical nonsense. Okay? And all these people think they're saved. They're not saved. No more than the devil saved. They've never repented from their sin. Okay? The fruits of repentance is to bring forth fruit unto repentance, not to make excuses for why you remain in your sin, which we're dead to, Romans 6:1. But that's how the church in America talks. Okay? I posted Hebrews 10:26. I want you to hear some of the responses. You can't make them up. One heretic said, are you saying that you do not sin? I didn't post my word. I posted the Lord's word. So therefore, Christ is the standard. Bradley Dean is not. Okay? And of course, you get these other people that don't know the word, and then they jump on it and they try to start to accuse you of things like, well, who made you the judge? So on and so forth. I'm not the judge. I'm just making reference to the judge's word. And you don't like the word because it stands in contrast to your unholy lifestyle. Isn't that right? You've never parted with your sin. You're still in your sin, and you're still trying to defend what you cannot justify. It's unjustifiable. Those that commit a sin and remain in their sin will die in their sin. And guess where sinners go? They go to hell. That's where they go. And no, we're not called to fear hell. We're called to fear God. Luke 12:4. That's why we repent, because we see what Jesus did for us on the cross. And that's the heart of the Father. But this person said, are you saying you do not sin? I had another lady say, I have sinned willfully when I fell away out of rebellion and lost hope. So what you're saying is a person can't repent walking off path and turn back on the right one. You can still be forgiven. Wow, you should try that with your wife or your husband sometime. See how that fares for you. It's called adultery. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Again, trying to justify sin. Okay? And I'm not shutting, I'm not putting the death knell over those that don't know the truth that I'm giving them right now. If you have the truth, you are now accountable for that truth. Okay? So, again, they're putting questions to me. Are you saying, what, are you saying that you've never sinned? I'm not the standard. Jesus is the standard. Which one of you convinceth me of sin, Jesus said. 8:46 of John. He was undefiled. He was holy. He was spotless. The Bible tells us in 1 John 2:6, he that saith he abideth in him ought to walk just like him. So who's the standard? Christ is. Okay, and then this heretic comes out of nowhere and says, where does Scripture say that? I just posted Hebrews 10:26. Then this heretic said, it says continue in sin as a lifestyle to continue in it. I mean, they're scripturally illiterate. The law of truth is in our mouth, folks. Malachi 2:2. We're to know God's moral law. We're to know His word. That's His government. Right? You know, it doesn't say to continue in sin. Romans 6:1 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer there in it? They have a backwards understanding of what the word says. Okay? Then this guy comes in. Once again, you take scripture out of context to condemn people. Wait a second. John 3:18 says there is therefore now no condemnation. The condemnation is that men love darkness rather than the light. And if I go to Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Does the Spirit say, go ahead and remain in sin? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Oh, and many of these people, they shut off the reply. They didn't want to be replied to because they didn't. See, folks, when they come at you like this, it's like they have a wooden blunt sword. They have nothing to back it up. That's all they can do. Their retort is to call you names, accuse you of things, and that's all I'm doing is loving on them and showing them what the Word says. Now, truth be told, there's many people that said, thank you, Bradley, for posting this. It counters a lot of the garbage that's out there. I know. And what's interesting is the people that are out there getting all the amens, they're not posting the Word. They're posting what they heard from the hireling in the pulpit. And it has very little to do with the Word. And that's why, again, we need to know the Word. And then one says, Bradley, can we not be forgiven? Yeah, we can be forgiven. But what does the fruit of repentance bring forth, friends? Godly sorrow worketh repentance that leads to salvation, to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. This is what this is. What does it bring? For behold, the selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sorrow. You were sorry that you offended God. Acts 20, verse 21. Read his moral law. You violated it. What does it bring forth? What carefulness it wrought in you not to offend him. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against him. Yeah, what clearing of yourselves. I'm sanctified by the word. Okay. Well, some people will say, well, Bradley, Paul, one heretic said, well, Paul committed the act of sin. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Matter of fact, if you look at 1 Corinthians 9:27, what did he say? He would consider himself a castaway if he didn't practice what he preached. Isn't that interesting? How they point their finger at God's holy apostles and prophets to try to justify what they think is justifiable. What did Paul say? He said in 7:23, 4 and 5, he said, I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into the captivity of the law of sin which is in my members. Listen carefully. But what did Paul say? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Did he subject himself to that sin? Absolutely not. Because he just got done telling you that he'd be considered a castaway if he did that. Hey, folks, what it comes down to is we either bear our cross or we're enemies of the cross. I want to go back to something I said earlier. Many people don't understand or experience the power of God, discerning of spirits, or the anointing of God because they're not obedient to the cross, the faith. They've never repented. When you find yourself trying to defend sin, you never repented. That sin that Christ washed with his blood, Revelation 1:5, that blood washed my sin away. Why would I offend his majesty? How could I offend his majesty? Folks, I wish some more of you opinionated people out there would have the internal fortitude to call in and set the record straight if we're an heir on the Sons of Liberty, which we're not. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.